Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Steel Wars is available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this episode's show description notes. Just look down there on your app, click it, and treat your eyes. Hey guys, welcome to From a Certain Point of View, and namely mine. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And today we're going to be talking about how these rumors about a film series set in the High Republic 400 years in the past is the best news for Star Wars that there can be. Maybe not the most exciting news, but it is clearly the best, in my opinion. And I've been hoping for news like this for a couple of years now. I'm getting this from MakingStarWars.net. Jason Ward has a video and article up. Very cloak and dagger. His informants recently told him when they were talking about the Cassian, the Obi-Wan series, which are supposed to be going to Pinewood, which is a bummer for him because he can't hide in bins on the set there because it's not near his house. But his sources are saying that the next set of Star Wars movies will be set in the High Republic 400 years in the past. Now, this has always been, in my mind, the bravest and potentially most profitable in the long term, but most dangerous to do. And that is to set something in the Star Wars universe completely disjointed from our established characters. Doing so, just to get rid of the baggage that we've all got with all these characters. And there's just, you know, the fact is, with live action, there was just only so much we'd be able to do with Luke, Leia, and Han. Just no matter how the films were going to go, or if you like them, you know, there was only so much they could be involved in the action and have the story flowing. And then in Harrison Ford's case, you know, you'd have to wheel up a lot of cash. But I love Harrison Ford's arc, or Han Solo's arc, through now the three films. Love his return. But this is the thing. We've got to get away from these characters and just tell a new Star Wars story, because we've milked like the George Lucas era like so hard. There's nothing left. You can fill in, like, the bricks are there, and you can fill in little stories, you know, like Rogue One and Solo, and but there's not, it's not getting new fans in the wider, you know. I'm sure people, you know, someone saw Solo and they're like, oh, this was good, I saw this on Netflix, gonna get into it. But I think, you know, just to start afresh and, you know, be free of storyline constraints. So these new films will not make up a trilogy, but rather a series of films, and will be released in the same story era and interconnect. Again, Star Wars has to get away from the prequels and storylines that are preset, and, you know, the sequel trilogy, you know, was that, and that's why it was so exciting. But sort of, there's so much, all pretty much of Star Wars stories, with very few exceptions. Maybe, I don't know, what would it be? At least 80% of Star Wars stories a set with like a set ending that had to happen, or I'm not saying it right, but just in this set timeline where things couldn't happen, you know, like Ahsoka having to, you know, in storyline, she disappears for the original trilogy. And, you know, she reappears after Return of the Jedi in the sort of epilogue of Star Wars Rebels. Stuff like that, going back 400 years, you know, you still, technology-wise, you can be a bit more rustic, but you don't, like, have to be. Like, in the scheme of things, like, 400 years in Earth years, especially now, on this side of the Industrial Revolution, is a huge change. But in the Star Wars universe, they had spaceships and stuff for, you know, 1,000 years. Who knows? When that hyperspace war, but they still... So, yeah, what I'm getting at is it doesn't have to be that different, but you've got the challenge, and this is the challenge of the whole thing, is developing new classic characters and ships, vehicles that we can fall in love with. Like, The Mandalorian did such a good job of developing a set of characters that, like, by the end of season one, I just love. Like, Grief. Oh, love Grief. Kiel. R.I.P., but I was devastated. IG-11. Like, they, without having to have all the other characters from previous films worked in, we can really, you know, as seen in The Mandalorian, like, just get some great, great characters that we'll fall in love with. Not that I, like, love Rey. The characters that we could see would be Yoda, 900 years. So he'd be a sweet 500-year-old Yoda. And probably R2-D2 is the only one I can think of. C-3PO, of course, was built by Anakin Skywalker. I guess you could say that he was... Wasn't he built off an old droid and that droid? Yeah, but why am I putting that out there in the universe? Yeah, R2-D2 could be amongst it. Yoda, but I'd kind of hope that they'd establish some more characters before Yoda came into it at all. But, yeah, don't know. But, you know, the films are apparently going to follow, like, Jedi and non-Jedi traveling the universe. So, you know, he could be a part of that. But I just sort of, I don't know, I don't want him to, like, take up all the oxygen of the series. And also, you know, we're in the midst, we haven't even reached the pinnacle of Baby Yoda, or Yoju, if you will, fever. You know, the merch isn't even here. But yeah, I don't know if you want to overdo it with you know, Yodas everywhere. Everything's got a Yoda. It's like Oprah handing out cars. But the ongoing storyline, you know, that was like, because people always, you know, compare Star Wars and Marvel, and the difference in the series was the ongoing storyline built up momentum. And then I feel like a lot of people in, what was it, 17 films, you know, they'd miss a couple, or they just wouldn't be into, let's say, like Doctor Strange. And then they'd see him in like an Avengers film, and then they'd sort of double back and check out those ones. And then, you know, now they're going to do a sequel to that, and it's built. The film might have been like the hugest one. I don't know. But I'm just like, it gives, like, the jumping around is like, if you're watching a YouTube video, the jumping around probably doesn't bother you at all because you're super into Star Wars. But the fact remains that when people went to see Rogue One, they're like, where's Rey in this? And I know you think that's crazy, but they did. Because there was no... They just went to see the Star Wars film. They weren't thinking that much about it. You know, if you go to see... I don't know. If you're going to see Bad Boys 3, are you reading up on the Bad Boys canon before you go into it? But I guess it does follow on the story. But there will probably be a prequel if this film goes well. All right. He says that Zyro.hu ran an excellent script that elaborates on how Project Luminous will kick off with a video game and a lot of information that corroborates the timeline information I have heard. Now, so Project Luminous is this book publishing thing that they've been hinting at, and I don't know. They were sort of dropping a lot of these, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge hints at Comic-Con during the publishing panel, and it kind of drove me up the wall because just talk about the things you can talk about. I don't, like, you can't talk about it. You don't need to, like, reference how you can't talk about it. But, so I'm not, like, Project Luminous is, like, people are, like, super hyping it up, and I think now that people are like putting this together with that, that if it's not kicking off this era, it will be a bit of a disappointment. So, but if it does, that's huge. Like that, I will have to go back. I will have to like put on a Cher album, turn back time and tell 2019 Comic-Con Steel just... They're hinting at something very good. If you knew it was this good, you would be going on about it incessantly, like they were. I'm joking. They did mention it a couple of times. Did get under my nerves a little bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was with Dom from the Star Wars Underworld and it got under his nerves as well. And he's like the nicest guy ever. So I feel like, I feel like I'm validated. But that would be huge. One of the things that bugs me about particularly the J.J. Abrams Star Wars films is he didn't seem to work that closely with the story group. Like you're reading articles now about how they were in the writing room with J.J. and Kathleen Kennedy, Chris Terrio and someone else. But get Pablo Hidalgo in there. Just to steer the ship, like stuff like it's ironic that, you know, because like when they cleared the canon, they said that it's all going to be as important, and no one with any like sense of reality believed that, but they could do a better job of connecting it, like just the whole thing in the Rise of Skywalker with Poe being a spice runner, and you know. In the books, what we know in the comics is that he was part of the Republic and Princess Leia recruited him over to the Resistance. So, like, this Spice Runner storyline is in there for no, like, real... Like, you could write around that. You could say that him and Zori, you know, were stealing vehicles for the Resistance or something, and that's how he knew how to hotwire a car and or a ship and knew Zori, whatever. But... I don't know. It just seems like JJ contradicts the, you know, the published stuff with like not much gain. And even like that Charles Soule comic book, Kylo Ren is saying that Snoke's got disfigured by Luke Skywalker, but then all the Snoke clones that you see in The Rise of Skywalker look exactly the same as Snoke. So you don't clone people's injuries, unless you do, which should be explained somewhere, hopefully in a movie. But anyway, if they are doing these far enough apart, the films, I think it's like every 2 years, and like there's someone from, you know, that story group publishing side in the writing meetings, like not to like, just to like curb things to like say with the Poe thing, say, oh, hey, in the books, it says he was a fighter with Resistance. So can we weave around that? just to like reward people that read this stuff and support it. Like, it doesn't, you know, you don't need plot points that only those people get, but they shouldn't sort of be, like, they should get a reward or not. I don't know. It seems to make, like, with that one, the film makes less sense if you've read the other material. So, but the thought of them going in a free and clear timeline, always forward. And, oh, please start in an era where the Jedi are at full power. Do you know what I mean? Like, the prequels, they were faltering a little bit, but I don't want to see, like, oh, we were like this once. Like, we've seen enough of the Jedi were like this once. I want to see just Jedi-ing, just like, oh, I'm a Jedi. Here's my mates, they're Jedis. We sort stuff out. Oh, full power Jedi. So if this turns out to be true, and apparently we're going to get an announcement this month, I'm very excited. Just to have the open field. And we can all start afresh. I do think you're going to bring in far less fans easily. You know, maybe the first one, it's hard to say because you don't have all the build up and you don't know the character, you know how it's all connecting. You know, like, again, The Mandalorian, like, the story they introduced was far more enriching than I could have imagined beforehand. I didn't go into it with, if I knew, like, nowhere near as hyped as I should have been considering how good it was. So, yeah, forward-facing timeline, new characters, new vehicles, and strong integration with the books and the comics. You know, without, you know, The Force Awakens with, like, Han, Leia, and Luke got a lot of people in the cinema. A lot more, I think, than... It was a perfect storm of people going to the cinema. Everyone was in the cinema. And then, you know, they got attached to Kylo Ren and Rey and Finn and Poe, BB-8, like, in, hopefully, some didn't. I know people that went and saw it and was like, meh. But, like, just, like, not fans. But, you know, people that just liked seeing Star Wars when they were younger. But, you know, and then, yeah, so they sort of got introduced to them through the legacy characters. And, you know, like at Comic-Con and stuff, they'd bring them, you know, those guys out as the finale and stuff. And that's sort of like who we had the attachment to. But to start this afresh, all you've got is it's Star Wars. It's set in the Star Wars universe. And you know, maybe R2-D2, maybe Yoda. Apart from that, it's all new characters. And in the end, I do think it's braver not to have them. Just to really, like, why not? Just like a Band-Aid, right off, Seinfeld style. But yeah, if this does come true, and, you know, a seeming vast majority of Jason's stuff does, particularly big picture things like this, you know, little tidbits sometimes get misinterpreted or whatever happens in Jason's world. I'm very excited if this is the case. Where's Rian Johnson in all this? I definitely want to see Rian Johnson coming up with new stuff away from the legacy characters to see how, you know, if people that didn't like his film, you know, get into something he does in Star Wars, which I think he's extremely good at, without the baggage of the characters. He did say in a, I think he's doing an interview about Knives Out or something, and, you know, I'm still in discussions with Lucasfilm, but they haven't announced their slate yet. Which, I read very positively because they're like, oh, I'm still talking to them. They haven't announced anything, which me being positive is like, but when they do, bang. And, you know, like just look at Knives Out, how people have taken to that. Like he can like kill it and hit a nerve with audiences with original characters. So, yeah, fingers crossed that he's involved with this or he's doing something else. You know, Rian Johnson doing a Broom Boy series. I'm into it. It might, maybe to give him the best chance to hit the biggest array of Star Wars fans, it might be just better to have him start afresh because the Broom Boy's got a bit of baggage. I love the Broom Boy though. Yeah, so exciting times, maybe. Hopefully soon we can put exciting times confirmed and we'll put a red circle on that on the thumbnail. So this show is my From a Certain Point of View, namely Mind Show, which I do on the Steel Wars Patreon feed. And every third one I put up on the free feed. And for this one, I've done a YouTube as well. So, hey, YouTube people. And for $3 a month, you get all that. I do maybe like 15 bonus shows a month. And as well as the normal podcast and stuff. And if you just want to go listen to the podcast, if you are just watching this on YouTube, go to steelwars.com or search us wherever you download podcasts. And check that out. It's there's some good Star Wars chats there. And you can follow me at Steel Wars on all the social media things. And if you're on YouTube, comment below what you think about these rumors and if they have you as pumped as I am. But thank you guys so much. Thank you to the patrons that support this show. And mate, that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.